I am Pius Kojobaka. The Bank of Ghana, in its latest monetary policy report, has revealed that confidence surveys conducted in June 2024 indicated some softening of consumer and business sentiments. More in this report.
According to the central bank, exchange rate volatilities in May 2024 posed the biggest challenge to businesses, affecting their operations. The report said the business confidence index dipped to 88.8 from 92.6 in the same comparative period, as businesses expressed concern about the cost of implications of the rapid exchange rate depreciation observed in May 2024. Similarly, the report showed that consumer confidence index declined to 81.2 in June 2024 from 87.7 in April 2024 on account of high food prices and some uncertainties about future economic conditions.
A Business Desk report. Now, the Consumer Protection Agency has resolved to mobilize 1,000 Ghanaians to picket the Ministry of Trade and Industry until government takes the necessary steps to ensure that the draft Consumer Protection Bill is passed. Addressing journalists at a press briefing, CEO of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, said the group will continue to advocate tirelessly for the protection of the consumer.
As CSOs dedicated to the consumer rights, we will continue to advocate tirelessly for the protection of every consumer in the nation. We will not rest until consumer protection is passed and enforced. We will officially petition His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, the Speaker of Parliament, and leadership in Parliament. Then also intend to mobilize 1,000 Ghanaian consumers to picket at the premises of the Ministry of Trade until we see that the Ministry has taken the necessary steps to ensure that the draft Consumer Protection Bill makes its way to Parliament via Cabinet.
Kofi Kapito is the CEO of the Consumer Protection Agency. Now, the Puipa Authority has recorded $157 million in revenue for the year 2023, representing a drop of about 1% of revenue realized the previous year, which is 2022. Now, this is partly influenced by low supply of energy onto the national transmission system. Chief Executive of the Authority, Kofi Jamesi, said effective cost measures impacted positively on the company's net profit, which stood at $80.6 million from the previous year's amount of $79.2 million.
Our supply of 1,516 gigawatts of energy onto the national interconnected transmission system for the year was 2% lower than that of the preceding year, which still remains our all-time high of 1,547 gigawatt hour. This translated into a total revenue of $157.1 million, which was lower than the previous year's revenue of $158.8 million, representing a decrease of 1%.
Was Kofi Jamesi, the chief executive of the Buipa Authority, ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.